This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 30, Meeting Monday. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, find out about four different ideas for what to do on New Year's in New York City. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby, what's going on?
Well, here we are, Monday, and it's almost the end of the year. Can you believe it?
I am so excited to celebrate New Year's.
I know. 2014 is coming up soon.
Yes, that's so exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, man, what are you going to do this year for New Year's?
Well, you know what? I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not gonna go out and party like crazy because I've kind of been there and done that.
And done that.
You know, there's so many clubs where you can go out dancing and get crazy. Yeah. But there's a lot of different things you can do that are fun and, you know, where you get to spend time with your friends. Like, just watch the ball drop either on TV or in New York City itself.
Yeah, so today we're talking about what people do in New York specifically on New Year's Eve. How could you spend? Let's imagine that you're living here in Boston, maybe you're living in Washington, D.C., and you want to spend New Year's Eve in New York City to ring in the new year.
Yeah, it's like the iconic experience.
Absolutely.
Be there in Times Square in New York City.
So, yeah.
I mean, people all over the country, maybe all over the world, watch this celebration in Times Square to see that ball drop and start the new year.
They do. But one thing I would warn you is that if you want to meet New Yorkers, you won't meet them in Times Square because actual people who live in New York don't. They stay as far as they possibly can from Times Square.
It's more popular with tourists.
For sure.
And I'm sure New Yorkers feel that, been there, done that kind of thing. I mean, well, I mean, Times Square is there. You can go there anytime. I mean, and New Year's Eve is super, super crowded.
Definitely.
So just going down there and having to deal with all the people might be kind of a headache for a native New Yorker,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, I think native New Yorkers in general avoid Times Square all year. You don't go there.
It is such a cool place. I was just there yesterday. I took a trip from Boston to New York City with a friend of mine. And of course we went to Times Square. We had to go take pictures, you know? It's a must see if you go to New York City. But anyway, back to New Year's Eve. If you do want to go to Times Square, it's really important to plan ahead and have a strategy to stay comfortable because you do have to stand there for several hours. You need to go early, find a spot, and then there's really not a lot of movement allowed. So you're going to be standing in the same place for maybe up to 6 hours.
Right.
So you need to have a plan, like bring some snacks, bring some water, maybe find out in advance if there's like a place you can go, you know, to use the facilities.
Right.
Yeah, so it can be exciting, kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but definitely plan ahead, and you might want to go with some friends. You know, you don't want to be walking around alone. It probably wouldn't be as fun, but just like...
And dress warmly.
Oh, that's
New York,
right.
And New Year's Eve. Oh, right now, it's the end of November, and it's 25 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 0 Celsius, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's only early November.
So, yeah, I feel like we should be specific about what it means to dress warmly, because to my students, it means wearing, like, fashionable jeans and a hoodie.
Oh, boy.
Outside.
Okay.
So, yeah, wear long johns. Wear, like, at least 2 pairs of pants. Wear about 5 layers on top. Wear a big winter coat.
Down
hat.
Coat.
Yeah, down coat. Yeah, yeah, big down
wool
coat.
Wool hat.
Wool hat, gloves, scarf, maybe even something that covers your face. Like, it is cold.
Get the right material.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, if you don't go to Times Square, what are some other things you could do for New Year's Eve? Like around New York or even in Boston or another big city?
Yeah. So when I lived in New York, I just went to a house party on New Year's Eve, I think a few years in a row. So that's something that's typical.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best things you can do is, you know, if you have friends nearby, see if they're having a house party or host your own house party if you have space for that.
Right. Because the problem that you run into, and this is true in Boston and New York, a lot of the bars will, or restaurants, sorry, will offer the fixed price menu, right? So you'll see that everywhere. So you're going to end up spending a lot of money if you want to go to a restaurant. Even like your average, like I think there's a restaurant here in Central Square that I tried to go to on New Year's Eve, and they had a very basic burger joint.
Okay.
Where they had a fixed price menu, which I thought was crazy. So
it can be nice though. I mean, if it's like a special celebration and that's where you want to go, and maybe you don't have a great space to entertain with at home, it can be just more convenient to go out with your friends and you know, get a fixed price menu or like go to a club or a bar, whatever you're interested in. But I know, Lindsay, there's other things you can do. You said you're going to do something totally different.
Oh yeah. So this year, so the past few years, I actually, I study meditation. So I've been going to my meditation center here in Cambridge, Mass, just to kind of ring in the new year that way, kind of reaffirming my commitment to meditation, but that's my own thing. I don't know. What about you?
Oh gosh. Well, I haven't decided actually what I'm going to do. Yeah. I was just remembering last year I was actually out of the country. I love to travel and I was in Brazil in Salvador and they have this awesome outdoor concert that's free for everyone, so gets crazy.
That sounds fun.
A lot of people, but yeah, I love Brazilian music and being there was great because it was summertime down there. So
yeah, it's so different. Yeah, different seasons.
Yeah, wow. It was very cool. So yeah, I hope everybody has a great New Year's. Stay warm, stay safe. And just have fun.
Just enjoy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Well, not yet. Soon. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow for Teaching Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. I've been getting some questions from students, from listeners, from you guys about what we're saying. Sometimes maybe you're listening and you're not quite sure if you caught what we said or you heard us, but you weren't sure about the word that we actually said. So what we've done is we've created transcripts where you can read every single word that we said in print, so it's super easy to understand everything. And this is a great way to push your English up a level and to really feel confident with your understanding and to be able to use those words in writing and speaking in your own conversations. So in order to get those premium transcripts, just come to www.allearsenglish.com/conversations.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.